So it's Thursday evening. I'm parked up at Bidston train station, waiting for my girlfriend to arrive. She's been in work, and I've just been mulling over in my mind what things I should be taking out with me to Crete. Now, I've gone through all this once before, because on Monday night, I was due to be travelling Tuesday morning, and it wasn't until I came to do the check-in, the online check-in, that I noticed that my passport had expired, so I didn't fly out on Tuesday. I've since managed to get a valid passport, thankfully, and I've rearranged my flight for tomorrow. So I'm travelling tomorrow afternoon from Manchester Airport out to Heraklion on Crete, and then meeting up with my mum and dad. I'm going to be out there for 10 days. Now, I really can't make my mind up what to take. I've got a cheapo flight, so I've got a 5 kilogram baggage allowance, and I know the basics. I need to take sunglasses, I need to take my toothbrush, I need to take sufficient clothes, which I think is probably about three outfits, shorts, t-shirts, underwear, that sort of stuff, times three. So you're probably looking at about 2 kilograms there. And then what do I take? Peripheral items. Now, my dad's asked me to take out a set of iPod speakers, so that's 0.5 kilogram. There's my laptop. I want to take my laptop with me. I've got some work that I want to do when I'm out there, so that's, you know, another 2 kilograms. So suddenly I've used up all my baggage allowance before I've even considered taking cameras, books, anything else which I can think of. And I'm just worried that I've missed something. No suntan lotion I can get whilst I'm out there. And I've got to take a book. I need to take a book. So I've just torn between a non-fiction book. If I was going to get a non-fiction book, it would be Organise Yourself or something like that, so that I don't end up in this situation again. But a good book, yeah. Enjoy a good book when I'm on holiday. In fact, I do the majority of my non-fiction, my fiction reading whilst I'm abroad. Right, I'm going to get off, because Bidston's not the nicest of train stations, and there's a couple of scallies circulating like vultures around the car now. So yeah, I don't want to bring attention to myself. I'll catch up later. Yep. Probably tomorrow when I'm in the airport before I leave. Okay, bye-bye.